Community Day in Cary, and we're just getting started, and we're at Psalms Market, which we are at 501 North Vance Street in Cary, and you can stop by and get your wonderful breakfast sandwich, sausage, or a bratwurst, egg and cheese on there. Tom, Tom Christie here, and Jackson, you've had some sandwiches from here.
Yep. Tom, and Oh, yeah, they're very good. I'm on the fair board down in Wyandotte County, and had several during the fair.
You sampled a few down there.
Absolutely.
It's a good place to do that. Very good. So thanks for coming over. Tom and Jackson is here. Yeah, how you doing, Jackson?
Hello.
How old are you, Jackson?
Six.
Six. All right. Did you do? You didn't do your chores yet this morning, have you?
Nope.
Oh. Very good. All right, Tom. You've been. Are you a Caryite? You know what do they call Cary folks.
Yeah. I actually kind of grew up between Cary and Van Loo, but I went to high school in Cary and graduated in 2009 and moved in south of town after I graduated from Ohio State. So
involved with farming.
Yep. Work for Progressive Crop Solutions there, and we're an independent crop consulting firm out of Fostoria.
Yeah.
So
keeping busy right now.
Absolutely.
So had a little bit of drizzle overnight, but I don't think that's going to slow things down maybe
too
much.
No. The only thing is with these cooler temperatures, it's really delaying a lot of the harvest there with soybeans, and they're not developing quite
not
as quickly.
Maturing, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I noticed that. Some green fields out there yet, so
right so, but hopefully next week there a lot of these mid-season beans there will come off, and I know some guys are starting to get started in corn too, so
What do you guys like about Cary, this area?
It's a great town here in Wyandotte County. Always friendly people and a lot of good local businesses, so yes.
Tom and Jackson, the Christie family. We
what
thought
do you like,
it's the best school.
It's the best school. Okay.
Best school. Well, you wore your Cary hoodie, so that's good. I have my Cary hat. My buddy. You have the. I got my Cary hat. I lost it for a while, but I got it. I got it back out. So
there you go.
We're good. Well, let's talk. You guys are into showing pigs, right?
And yep,
this isn't like your normal showing of pigs that you think at the county fair. You guys are really travel with pigs, and you even have a trailer that's air conditioned, right?
That's correct. My brother-in-law Jake Smith and my father-in-law Roy Smith there are really involved with that. We actually do a lot of jackpot showing throughout Ohio, and actually have gone to some other states now too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you have the pigs ready to go there, and then you go out and compete in both showmanship and in market hog style showing.
Jackson, you
my
love
mom
showing.
My mom wants me to show in Michigan.
Michigan, oh man, I don't know. Only if you win. So, Jackson, what do you like about showing pigs?
I don't know.
you don't know?
How have you done this year? Have you have any first place awards?
Yep.
Ah, where did you win?
The county fair.
You did. First place, huh?
Yep.
Nice.
Reserve champion in Wood County, remember?
Wood County, and where else was that? The last show before it.
We were in Indiana.
You were in Indiana. I got first place in showmanship.
Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. Now, does your sister help show, Maggie?
Most shows there, they can get started around 3 years old. And so she has done one or two shows.
She's right around. Right,
she's
borderline.
We're getting into it. Yes.
Yes. I think I heard you say now, what's the latest in showing pigs, tanning pigs?
Yeah, that's right. That's a new trend. It's probably been around longer than I've even known. But a lot of breeders now are actually buy portable tanning beds there, and they actually will tan the pigs there. We never actually used one of those this summer. We just did it, you know, with the natural sunlight. But
natural tan, huh?
Exactly. But yeah, it's wow. Becoming very much more popular in the industry.
So this is very competitive showing pigs, and
yes,
this is like above state fair level. It seems like to me.
Yeah, I would say the state fair is still probably bigger competition.
Really?
These are just kind of regional shows there that allow people to get out and build their skills, I would say, especially in showmanship. You know, get kids to have some experience showing against other kids and then building their skills that way.
Right. So. Well, yeah, learn a lot.
Absolutely.
For sure, taking care of an animal and all of that. So, Jackson, do you have any chores this morning? Do you need to go back home and feed
the pigs? Yes, I do. Actually do. Yep.
How many pigs do you have?
Two.
You have names?
Marshmallow and Prince.
Marshmallow and Prince, okay. Can you tell them apart?
You can't you?
You can tell them apart.
Yeah, one's a gilt and one's a barrel, right?
Oh, okay. You can tell.
Hell yeah.
All right. Very good.
The barrel is Prince. The gilt is Marshmallow.
So what do your pigs eat? They like eggs and bacon, or? They probably don't like bacon, no. They eat corn.
What do they eat? Feed?
Feed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Only feed. Probably good feed. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There's a balanced blend there of different things.
A balanced blend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
The gilt can.
Yep.
Very good. Well, congratulations on all your wins there, Jackson. Keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. Tom and Jackson, Christy in. Thanks for coming by here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Have a breakfast sandwich.
And we will do that.
Go do your chores, all right? Community Day in Cary. Psalms Market, Jelly Roll. Do you know Jelly Roll, Jackson? That's a weird name, isn't it? Jelly Roll.
Yes, it is.
It is a little bit. Very good. Thanks for coming in. Jelly Roll, your country now, 100.5 WKXA.